and Health Talk is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Compassionate Care.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at HawaiiCompassionateCare.com. That's 808-854-6335 or online at HawaiiCompassionateCare.com.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And I also say the views and opinions are those of the speakers and do not represent those of KKCR, its board, its underwriters, its volunteers, etc. Well, good afternoon, Dr. Donna Kaplan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Cousin Rich. Yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's a beautiful day today.
It's been just beautiful.
The weather's been so hot. I love the heat.
I bet.
Yeah, I do.
Because you love to swim.
I know, in the water every day.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
We have a special guest.
We do, and she's calling in, and she's going to be here on the island. Her name is Kerrigan Curtis, and I'm just so excited that she's joining us today. She's going to be talking with us about biogeometry. She's a licensed biogeometry home solutions practitioner, and I am just so excited that there are solutions that we're going to be talking about to some of the issues that we're having on this island, like smart meters and cell towers and the detrimental health effects from them. So let's welcome Kerrigan. Kerrigan Curtis.
Hello, Kerrigan. You're on the air with us.
Are you there, Kerrigan? Aloha.
Hello, Kerrigan. Hold on one second. Kerrigan.
Hi there.
Hello.
Aloha, Kerrigan.
Aloha.
Hi. Thank you so much for joining us on Health Talk.
Yeah, and, well, thank you so much for inviting me.
And I don't know if you heard my little intro, but I just told them that you do biogeometry, that you're licensed biogeometry home solutions practitioner. Did
yeah.
you hear that little intro?
I did.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. So we're so excited to have you today, and I know you're going to be coming to the island soon, and you come fairly regularly, don't you?
I do, yeah. I love Kauai, and I really feel like what has been going on with electromagnetic frequencies there can really benefit, or the people of the island can really benefit from what biogeometry has to offer.
Yes. We're going to talk about what biogeometry is, but maybe just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in biogeometry and why you became a practitioner.
Sure. Well, I've been a residential home builder and designer for probably about 12 years now. I work for my own company, Kerrigan Curtis Design Build. And several years ago, my husband was talking to a neighbor of ours in Minnesota, and their conversation had turned to home design.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to tell our neighbor about how important it is for me when I build a home or when I design a home that I not only provide a well-built new space for people, but that I also think of remodeling and home building as an opportunity for the clients to increase their well-being and that the process helps them step into a new state of consciousness. Well, at this comment, our neighbor's face lit up, and she said, hold on, I've got something for you. And she ran into her house and came out with a stack of books and information on biogeometry.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband brought that home to me, and I pretty much locked myself away for 2 weeks reading the stuff. I just really couldn't put it down.
Mm-hmm.
It was what I had been looking for all these years, to put application to what I believed in for my clients and for the people that I was working for. So I began my studies and was lucky enough to be able to study with Saeed Kareem, Ibrahim Kareem's son, to become a practitioner.
And Ibrahim Kareem is
the founder of biogeometry. He founded it in 1970.
He was an Egyptian architect.
Yes, he's an Egyptian
scientist.
Architect and a scientist, and has been doing about 40 years of scientific research on this subject, and has demonstrated how shape, color, motion, sound can actually accomplish the task of transforming detrimental energy into beneficial energy qualities.
We like that a lot because a lot of this electromagnetic frequencies that we have in this day and age with cell phone towers and smart meters, on and on and on, are very detrimental, aren't they?
Extremely. They can have a huge impact on someone. And one of the reasons why biogeometry resonates so well with me is that I was one of those people that it impacted quite severely.
Mm-hmm.
And just about
so
the time
were,
when...
you were sick?
I was extremely sick, yes.
Uh-huh.
And about the time I found biogeometry, the only time I felt good during the day was when I had my shoes off and I was walking around outside or laying down in the grass. And pretty much the rest of the time I was suffering pretty severely from electromagnetic stress.
And how did you know at the time that you were suffering from electromagnetic stress?
I actually did not know.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things where you just don't, or I just didn't know what was wrong with me. I couldn't mm-hmm. work a full day anymore, and brain fog was pretty much the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started studying biogeometry, not only did it give me answers to how to step into a new consciousness while I built homes, but it also made me realize how much I was suffering from these detrimental energies.
I see. Yeah. So you it sounds like you had exhaustion. What else?
Exhaustion, brain fog,
mm-hmm.
Huge digestion issues. And that was, you know, it was just a horrible quality of life. You know, I just didn't feel good all the time. Fatigue. And I had dealt with chronic fatigue before
mm-hmm.
in the past,
mm-hmm.
and but this was a little different. You know, it was associated with some other things, like brain fog, like terrible digestion, some of these other things, headaches, and I really just thought it was growing old at that point, until I learned that these types of symptoms really have a cause.
A lot of people don't realize the cause, because we're being exposed to these electromagnetic frequencies all the time. So we don't realize. We think, oh, okay, this is just, you know, my base health right now, that I'm so
right.
tired, or that I'm having
right.
insomnia, or that I have low level anxiety. But
yeah.
I think a lot of people, since especially since the smart meter grid was brought in to the island for reading the electrical usage on people's homes, that
mm-hmm.
that has really, a lot of people have had exacerbated symptoms of their chronic symptoms,
right?
As well as new symptoms.
Yeah, and one of the biggest issues with electromagnetic radiation is that you don't see it immediately. It's one of those
right.
things, over time, it hits your immune system. And it's kind of like, the way that I think about it, it's like the lights are off and there's a bully, you know, punching your shoulder. And it's just punching over and over again. And every time it goes for a punch, your immune system has to put its arm up to block that punch. Well, over time, your arm gets very tired and your immune system gets very tired of blocking those punches. The great thing about biogeometry is it basically turns the lights on, and you can see what's going on metaphorically, and you're able to then use biogeometry to block those punches and transform that energy, so that when it's coming in with layers of beneficial energy rather than simply those punches that hit your immune system over and over again.
Right, and it's overwhelming an immune system that might already be overwhelmed by
right.
other other lifestyle factors and
yeah, and
toxins.
That's exactly what happened to me, was that I had had illnesses in the past, and this just took me over the edge.
Do you know, was there a reason? Was there a change in your environment, that like a cell tower perhaps that was close by, or
that's very possible. I didn't check out at the time. I'm living in a different location now, but at the time I didn't check out changes. But I do know that at a certain point in my life, I started using a cell phone quite frequently and a computer all the time. And there were many years before that that I just wasn't on the cell phone or the computer all the time. So, again, it's a delayed reaction sometimes, an accumulated effect. And so after 4 or 5 years of constant cell phone and computer interaction with my immune system, it started to weigh heavy.
And so you were able to turn this around.
Completely, which is really one of the amazing attributes of biogeometry, is that it gives people the opportunity to have that part of their lives back again, the vitality and the clarity in their brains, you know, in not having brain fog anymore, and to have that quality of life that they deserve.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so do you want to just talk about a little more about what biogeometry is? And
yeah, sure. That would be good. Biogeometry, the main definition of the science is that it transforms energy quality through shape, color, sound, motion, and wave configuration to beneficially affect the energy qualities of all physical environments and living systems. So this is a long-winded sentence basically saying it transforms energy. But it does it through shape, mainly.
I just want to ask a really quick question. And
yeah.
Is that how you became better when you were sick? You used shapes.
Yes.
And color.
Color balancing and using shapes in the home, and also energetic diagrams that Dr. Kareem calls biosignatures. I used a combination of all of these things and corrected my home in an energetic qualitative way, and by doing these things, that's what gave me this kind of relief that I'm experiencing now.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, and one of the main concepts of biogeometry that is kind of a cornerstone of it is this energy that Dr. Kareem calls BG3. It's an energy quality. And what he did was he explored sacred locations all over the planet, everything from the Great Pyramids at Egypt to Machu Picchu to many cathedrals in Europe. And he had methods that he learned during his process of developing biogeometry to test the energy qualities at these locations. And he found that every one of these locations shared 3 energy qualities. And if you look at these energy qualities in terms of color, they are the higher harmonic of ultraviolet, the higher harmonic of gold, and then there was this carrier wave of consciousness that he always found. The name of it was coined by 2 physicists in the 1940s, and they called it the horizontal component of negative green. But it's not actually energetically negative at all. It's a very positive energy that he was finding at all these sacred locations. And he called these 3 energy qualities BG3, biogeometry 3. And he's also been able to find this energy, this BG3 energy, at the center of a circle. You can find it in beneficially or extremely beneficial shapes. You can find it at beneficial energy spots all over the world, even places like you can find it in a bird's nest or in the human body. It's located all over our body as well. There's certain points in our body that generate this energy quality. And especially a woman who's pregnant, the womb will emanate this energy
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not surprised.
Right. I mean, you think about a woman's, the whole process of pregnancy and this huge belly out in front of a woman and she doesn't fall over. It's basically, you're almost creating an anti-gravity system inside the body while the pregnancy is going on. It's pretty amazing. So, to understand how biogeometry works, we've got to move back and look at energy. And most of us understand that everything in the world is made up of some sort of energy. And taking that a step further, when you think about that energy and imagine two energy systems interacting with each other, they're always going to influence each other in some way. If you can think of paint, say, and you're mixing two colors of paint together, when you mix, say, blue and yellow together, mm-hmm. you get green.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two systems have influenced each other, and the result is a new color. Now, if the stronger of those two systems is, say, the blue is going to have the stronger impact on the smaller amount of color or the weaker system. And this is a very important concept in biogeometry, because when you have a highly beneficial shape, which creates an energy system in itself, it can have a greater influence on a detrimental energy, say an electromagnetic radiation. And coming from that, you look back into the past and you can find that many, many ancient cultures already understood this concept.
Interesting.
And you can see how these cultures located their most important buildings, or they would locate their cities exactly where these beneficial energies were the greatest. And looking back at ancient cultures, you've got to look back to this shape called a menhir first. And that menhir is actually just a huge stone monolith. And sometimes these things were planted into the earth up to 70 feet down. And they were dragged from miles away to a certain location. And if you go to these locations where these menhirs are, you can always pick up on this beneficial BG3 energy. And so you can realize that these ancient cultures understood what they were doing. I mean, there's really no other reason why they would carry something so far away and plant it so deep in the ground. And it was really because they were using spots in the earth that had beneficial energy.
Right on.
And they were increasing that energy by putting these crystalline rocks in these places that had some type of quartz crystal usually in them. And they would enhance the earth's energy and then be able to distribute that to the community. And you can see this also in the Egyptian obelisk,
mm-hmm.
a more advanced version of a menhir. And again, if you go to these places where the obelisks were originally located, as long as the obelisk wasn't moved from where the ancient culture had put the obelisk, you can pick up on these very beneficial energies.
What's another example of a menhir?
Other than an obelisk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can kind of see forms of the menhir. Say it's Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all those stones placed around in a circle. And those stones, they were capped with a cross piece at the top. And those were called dolmens. And this is another form of energy enhancement. And what this culture was doing when they were placing those stones is that depending on how those stones are placed, you can generate energy through the dolmen, those two vertical pieces of stone and that cross piece. And you can pick this up with various methods that Dr. Kareem has developed to feel this energy quality coming through these spaces. And again, they were increasing, enhancing this energy so that when there were gatherings in their community, the people would be influenced by this beneficial energy. And the whole community at large would be benefited by it.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the dolmens were then placed in mounds. You see up the Mississippi River in the United States, many mounds. And cultures, that would build these very large soil mounds. And inside most of them, you'll find a dolmen, these two stones with the cat piece on them. And again, this is to enhance this energy. They would find a spot that had this extremely beneficial energy, and they wanted to distribute it. And you can look at the ancient Egyptians and look at the pyramid and see that that's just a very advanced form of this mound. And in the Great Pyramid, in the King's Chamber, you'll see something that looks very similar to a dolmen, those two vertical pieces with the cross cap on, over the top.
And so this doctor that developed biogeometry, he was looking at all these places and found this similar energy coming from them. Is that right?
Yeah, and he was able to test for these energy qualities and confirm that he was finding this BG3 at all these locations.
Mm-hmm. And so... So that would basically be how he originated biogeometry, was by finding this BG3 that was a common denominator. Is that right?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that's how it was originated. There's so many elements to it. He spent over 20 years collaborating with a few friends on an enormous scope of topics, and out of all of these discussions he found this bit of information. There's so much, and biogeometry is a truly holistic science, because with his understanding of not only BG3 but the understanding he has of how shape and color and motion form can transform energy, this science can be applied to just about anything, and it's just amazing. I spend much time just mulling this information over, coming up with new ideas of how to apply it in my life. It's really quite wonderful.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, if you want to tell us a little more about, maybe the research that has been done in biogeometry,
or
whatever you feel would be good for people to get a deeper understanding.
Yeah, well, there's another basis to biogeometry that is a pretty important part of it, and it's the physics of quality.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear me when I'm talking about biogeometry and energy, I'll refer to the quality of energy, rather than just energy by itself. And there's a very distinct difference between energy quality and the quantity that most mainstream scientists look at these days. You say kinetic energy or electrical energy. If those energy forms are looked at in mainstream science today, they're measured. We use quantity to understand those energy sources, but they think that that's all there is to these energies.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Karim has looked at energy from a whole new level, and he's developed methods, as I've said before, to see the other side of energy, not just the quantitative side, but the qualitative side. And to understand quality where energy is concerned, think about the musical note C.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play that note on a flute, and then you play it on a piano, the quality of that sound is going to sound very different on both of those instruments. But the note, which is considered the quality of that frequency, will be the same. It's a C note on either instrument. and you can see this with color as well. If someone paints with blue oil paints and then draws with a blue crayon, even though the blue is the same, the image will be completely different depending on the medium, which changes the quality. So there's a big difference between how we experience energy, which is quality, and how we mentally perceive it, which is quantity. So some of the things in biogeometry, if you go around with a Gauss meter or a radio frequency meter in your house, after I've corrected the entire property, you're still going to pick up on radio frequencies in a quantitative way. But the quality of those frequencies will have been completely changed. So it's the difference between the note of C on a flute and on the piano, kind of a thing. And so Dr. Karim has found ways to transform these energy qualities so that we can experience our world in a healthier way. And there, if you think back to the Greek philosopher Pythagoras, he was the first person that really talked about the difference between quantity and quality. And the way he described it was based off of a musical instrument he called the monochord. And the monochord is a single string held down on both ends. And if you think about plucking one quarter of that string, you get a note, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the sound of that note is the quality, but the quarter of the string is the quantity. And so that's how he said, really, quantity and quality are just two sides of the same coin. And the interesting thing about this with Pythagoras is if you think about this single string, and then you take it back on itself to create a circle with that same string, and then you take this same concept that a quarter of the string gives you a quality, and you take both ends of that quarter of the string, that little section of the string, and you take it back to the center of the circle that you've created, you now have an angle. And so thus you can say that angle also has a quality. And then you put a bunch of angles together, you have a shape, and then you have a shape that has a very specific quality. So what Dr. Karim has done was create shapes with very beneficial qualities. And then the way these qualities can transform energy is, think about a river going downstream, and you put a very large rock in the middle of that river. And now all the water traveling down the river has to go around this very large rock. So all the water beyond the rock is affected by that shape, by the shape of the rock. And so biogeometry basically puts this highly beneficial shape in the path of an energetic signal, transforming everything past the biogeometrical shape. And that's how the energy is transformed.
And I have to say it's 12:30, and we're going to take a little break. And we're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Donna Kaplan and our wonderful guest, Carrigan Curtis, and KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea Health Talk, the first and third Mondays of the month from 12 to 1 p.m. And let me play this as well.
It's KKCR's Silent Fun Drive. From now until the start of our fall membership drive on October 6th, we encourage you to participate in our Silent Drive. Our Silent Drive contributors will be entered into a drawing to win a deluxe adventure package for two from Princeville Ranch Adventures. Our goal is $70,000. Help us get there by making a donation today by calling 808-826-7774 or online at kkcr.org. KKCR, Ke Kani o Kauai Nei, the sound of Kauai. Shh.
Yes, indeed. A pledge drive is coming up soon. Well, our guest today is Carrigan Curtis, And Kerrigan, I'm actually on a most wonderful website, the Biogeometry website.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of wonderful information on that as well, a lot of explanation, and a little article about environment in the car, which I thought was fascinating as well.
Yes, I have my car all biogeometried out. When I drive around, I drive in a field of beneficial energy.
And a listener called in and wanted to know, she is enjoying this topic very, very much, but what do you do if you have an existing home, an existing car, an existing neighborhood? What can you do with what you have? And so she said, we only have 30 minutes, and she didn't want that to pass up.
Yeah, so. Well, as was mentioned in the very beginning, I'm a home solutions practitioner. And what that means is that I come into existing homes and do a multiple point balancing system. One of the first things I would do would be assess your home and your property to look at what corrections need to be done. And then I use these biogeometry shapes and forms to increase the beneficial energy in your house and transform any detrimental energies coming in. And I can do that with a few different things. I don't know if we want to start talking about grid lines right now, but I balance the grid lines going through your home. An average home will have about 28 grid lines if your home is around 1,200 square feet. And I can balance the construction materials of your home. I can just take very, very tiny samples of, say, your carpet or your trim material. I can take a tiny sample of what your furniture is made out of. And I can use centering principles to balance the materials in your house. And then when those materials are balanced, they resonate with this BG energy. So there's other things I can do, too. We can deal with shapes in your home that may already be pre-existing, domes, pyramids, arches, all have both detrimental and beneficial energy. So what we want to do is transmute the detrimental energy of those shapes and just leave the beneficial part.
It's very exciting because we're talking about transformation. So let's say, someone lives in a neighborhood where there are a lot of smart meters and whether they have one or not, they're still being affected by their neighbor's smart meters. So what you're saying is we're not blocking that energy, we're transforming it into beneficial energy. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I can't hear you very well, but I think I got all of that correct. It's an interesting concept between blocking these detrimental energies and transforming them. And the way I look at it is that you've got to kind of go hand in hand. You know, it makes sense to do some blocking. That's mm-hmm. not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But I also don't want to end up being in an aluminum box, you know, and not being able to live my life the way I'm used to. So there's a place for blocking or shielding electromagnetic frequencies. There's definitely a place for limiting the exposure. You know, I turn my Wi-Fi off at night just because even though it is corrected with biogeometry, I just feel better be safe than sorry. These things are not things I want to play around with anyway.
Yeah, when I started turning off mine, my insomnia went away.
Right.
Just overnight.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, but biogeometry gives us the opportunity to also transform these energies. So that when I'm working on my computer and I'm on my cell phone, I don't get completely drained after 5 hours of use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, limiting, I make a very, very strict point to limit my exposure to these things. I'll do 2 hours and I'll take a 10-minute break and then I'll go back. But that's just kind of common sense in dealing with these. But when you're in a neighborhood with multiple smart meters, you don't have a chance to turn the smart meters off.
Right.
You know, And so in this case, here's where biogeometry really can help out.
Great.
And there's multiple things that I can do for these external energies coming into the home so that they help. And it just depends on where you live and how strong these frequencies are. I talked about in the beginning about how energies influence each other.
Yes.
And the greater of the two influence to a greater degree. And so when you're in a highly detrimental environment, you just have to amp up the biogeometry a little bit higher.
Uh-huh.
A listener just has a question regarding the shapes and the three primary vibrational qualities, the negative green, harmonic ultraviolet, and the higher harmonic of gold.
Yes.
And was wondering, how can he incorporate that into his living space?
Well, there are many products that biogeometry sells, both online. I have a website. It's www.healingbydesigninc.com, and you'll find a lot of those products on that website. And another great way to incorporate this stuff in your life is to learn more about it, because there's plenty of things that you can do without having to buy lots of products. And so once you learn more about this, you can both use the products and use the concepts to help you as well. A great book to read is Back to the Future for Mankind. It's by Ibrahim Karim. And it gives you a very wonderful outline of all of his research, the science that goes behind this, many examples of how you can maybe take some of these concepts and integrate them.
So just one example, Kerrigan, you know, of how you can apply the concept in the home?
Yeah, well...
Or for the body?
Yeah, for products that you can purchase.
I'm just thinking without purchasing, using a concept that you're talking about that would be in Dr. Karim's book.
Well, some of the concepts have to do with you do need to get a little bit of education, but some of the concepts have to do with centering with circular energy, with centering with a circle. And I have just, in some of my windows in my home, I have just cut out a shape that's a quarter circle and put it at the top right corner, and then the opposite shape that looks kind of like base shoe or quarter round that you'd put on the bottom of your wall where your floor meets your wall, and that's just a quarter round in the other corner, and I've just done it out of paper in some of the windows in my house. And this concept transmutes the energy, the light radiation that's coming through the window.
Interesting.
And so you can transmute just that kind of energy. It doesn't have to be electromagnetic. There's multitudes of earth energies, some of them very beneficial and some of them not so beneficial. So all of those energies can be transmuted. And once you read the book, you can get an idea of color balancing that you can do with small dots of color, and it's a simple process, but probably to explain exactly how you can do it would be a little bit more than what we have time for today.
Yeah, you talked about the note C, and I know that it also is the quality of oxygen in the body, and what would be the color frequency for C?
It's red.
It's red,
Yep.
So can that be used to enhance a person's body or using color?
It can. Mostly what we use color for has to do with the concept of angle. And if you have a room, so I'm going to get into this a little bit now. If you have a room, if you think about every room, there's always a north and south, a magnetic north and south to that room. And if you place a color dot at a beneficial point in one side of the room, And then you place its complementary color at a location at the other side of the room. You've created a connection between those two complementary colors that crosses over that north and south,
mm-hmm.
creating an angle. And that angle, as I talked about before, has quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as the two complementary colors have been located at very beneficial spots in the room, you've created a beneficial angle, thus supporting this BG3 into the room.
So what have you seen in terms of effects on the people, the clients that you've worked with when you've corrected their home or even yourself? Can you share a few cases with us without mentioning names?
Yeah. Well, I've had some amazing stories with the biosignature pendants. I briefly mentioned biosignatures earlier, and I'll talk about it real quick here again. Biosignatures are these diagrams that Dr. Karim has found a way to trace the energy pathways of our organs and our body systems. So he was able to look at the body similar to all the meridians that run through the body.
In Chinese medicine, uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Each one of the organs also has its own individual energy pathway. And some of our organs have 20 to 30 different energy pathways, depending on how many functions that organ might have. And in tracing those energy pathways, they resonate with the ideal, what the ideal flow of your energy, say, in your heart would be. And it being ideal, it also creates or resonates with this BG3, this very beneficial energy. And so he's created pendants, Dr. Karim has created pendants that have multiple signatures on them. And you can wear the pendants. And I've got a couple of interesting stories about that. I had one person who was having problems with his heart, and it's called AFib.
Mm-hmm.
He had been having it for about a week and a half.
Atrial fibrillation. Uh-huh.
Right, thank you. Mm-hmm. And he talked to me on the telephone. I gave him a couple of these diagrams to trace. And he started wearing one of these biosignature pendants, the circular ones. Right after he put it on, an hour later, he started noticing something was different with his heart. And he quickly took out this little meter that the doctors had given him to test what was going on with his heart. And it read that his heart was operating normal. And he was pretty amazed because a week and a half, he was, you know, constantly having these little flutters in his heart. Well, he continued to test with this little device he was given over the next few days, and it had completely disappeared. His heart was operating completely normally.
Beautiful.
So, yeah,
beautiful.
He was pretty happy with the results.
Mm-hmm.
Another person who started wearing this same biosignature pendant, he was wearing it for about 3 months, and he showed me his thumb. And what was wrong with his thumb is that when he was about 19, he had smashed a refrigerator onto his thumb, and the center of the thumbnail no longer grew properly anymore. It grew kind of like folded fabric right in the middle
right.
as it went up.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 30 years, his thumb grew improperly. But within 3 months of wearing this pendant, he showed me his thumb, and I looked at it, and I said, what did you do to the end of your thumb? And he's like, Kerrigan, that's all that's left of that damage. And within a couple of weeks later, it had completely grown out, and it grows normally now. So it's mm-hmm. interesting what our bodies are ready for
yes.
when we start wearing these pendants.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, as the first example, it can be an immediate reaction, and other times it can take months, and then all of a sudden something unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
And for myself, you know, it's been everywhere from having energy again to long-term finally finding what I needed for some other illness in my body that we could not figure out what was wrong. And now all of a sudden the practitioner can see, oh, well, it's this, you know. So it's, I see biogeometry as opening that space to allow our bodies to do the work that we already know how to do. Giving us the space so that we can do that. It kind of clears the pathway for us.
Yeah, eliminates obstructions, too.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah.
I was reading about the hepatitis C research project, Kerrigan.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the research.
That was very fascinating.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing what happened with that. This was a research project that was done in Cairo, and each scientist was given 300 patients, and they invited both alternative medical modalities as well as pharmaceutical companies to take part in the study. And Dr. Karim gave his 300 people a pendant with biosignatures on it. And within 1 week, the liver enzyme that they were using as the marker to see whether or not there was a positive effect from whatever was being administered, within 1 week, Dr. Karim had a 90% enzyme normalization rate. And this was a six-month study. And after 6 months, the only other scientific research group that came close was a pharmaceutical company. But their results were interesting because after a week and a half, half of their participants had to leave the study because the medication was overwhelming their system. So they were only left with 150 patients. And out of those patients, 50% of those had a good enzyme normalization rate. So that gave them about a 25% normalization rate. So the difference is pretty big between 90 and 25. So it's a pretty amazing study for Dr. Karim. And again, he used biosignatures.
Just a quick one before we talk about other research, but the biosignatures, wearing them can help also protect and correct the negative energies that are coming in, possibly.
They do help with EMF.
Mm-hmm.
They stabilize certain organs. And, you know, an interesting part about how they do that, I think, is very important. If you think about two tuning forks, and you get one ringing by hitting it, say, on a table, and then you bring the other one close up to the first, that second one of the same shape will start singing that same tone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically how biosignatures work. When we wear them in our field, in our body's field, that electromagnetic field that is our body starts the pendant ringing, if you want to put it that way. And then our body naturally wants to resonate. The different organs, the different body systems naturally want to resonate with something that is their ideal. Kind of like if you've ever sang in a chorus next to somebody that was a really good singer, and then all of a sudden you're kind of listening to them and you're singing just like they are, and now you're in tune. That's basically what your body's doing. And it just picks out whatever it's out of tune with. It will then resonate. That exchange of information between the pendant and your body just starts going.
Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah.
So other research, I know you were telling me about Dr. Emoto and the water research, and I know there's other fruits and vegetables that there was some research.
Yeah. Just quickly with Dr. Emoto, he's done a huge amount of research with water and photographing water crystals. And he and Dr. Karim got together, and they put biogeometry shapes near water samples and then photographed those. And the crystals that are the result of that interaction are just absolutely beautiful. And you can think about our water, our bodies being 75% water. And if you want beautiful crystals in your body system, well, have biogeometry around, because it definitely does it.
And then there was a story about Hamburg, Switzerland, the town.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. is really quite an amazing story. He went into a small town, Hamburg, Switzerland, in the early 2000s. And what had happened was a cell tower was installed in the local church tower. Mm-hmm. And people were getting severe headaches and very, very difficult quality of life issues. You know, their aggression was building. People couldn't sleep. Children were having seizures. Some other very interesting things was the cows started having stillbirths and stopped getting milk. The songbirds left. The bats left town. I mean, it was, wow. It was getting pretty bad. So they brought Dr. Kareem in, and he started doing corrections in the town with biogeometry shapes, and the symptoms that had first been severe turned around and were, if not mild, they disappeared. And so, you know, there were they did a survey on multiple families, and of course, not every single disease in the entire town went away. But after the harmonization project was over, the cows started giving milk again, and the bats came back, and the songbirds came back in even larger quantities than were in the town before the biogeometry harmonization project. So one of the things that's interesting about this in comparison to Kauai is that it's a very similar landscape. Lots of hills and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And in Switzerland, this was a lush area. It was, you know, it was out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And what they realized was all these hills and valleys were contributing to the issues of the cell towers, of the far-off army bases, and what they were doing with practice maneuvers. And all of these things were able to be addressed. And one very interesting item with this is that those children that were having seizures while in the town, after Dr. Kareem was done, no longer had seizures in the town. However, if they left town and went to another area in Switzerland, the seizures would come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the children were no longer in these protected areas. And especially when you become very electrosensitive, you're pretty much electrosensitive from then on.
Right.
Yeah.
Kerrigan, there was a listener who had a question about the pendants.
Yeah.
Does one have to be tested, or are the pendants universal for all of us?
Well, they are universal for all of us, most definitely. I like to test people if they are either interested in having a phone conversation with me, sometimes because people have different metals that they have issues or may not have issues with. So, but it's definitely not necessary.
And is there a phone number for you if someone wants to contact you?
Sure. My number is 612-282-3470.
And your website again?
It is www.healingbydesigninc.com.
Well, these are really hopeful stories, especially the last story that you told about Hamburg, and for us on Kauai, where we're dealing with a lot of electromagnetic radiation, military base activities.
Yeah.
You know, the smart meter network that is really big here. So this is very, very, very hopeful that there are solutions that we can harmonize, as you say.
Yeah, definitely. And if you wouldn't mind, there's a paragraph from Dr. Kareem's book, Back to the Future for Mankind, and I'd love to read this because it's just about what we're talking about here.
Great.
It says, through the use of biogeometry, we hope to reactivate the power spots in existing towns, create new ones, use the existing infrastructure to channel the harmonizing energy, and connect this pattern to the natural lays, Earth energy grids, and stellar constellations, forming the three-dimensional harmonizing pattern that will become like a crystal connecting everything in the town into one harmonic resonant system. The town would then play an active role in bringing harmony and ecological balance to the environment that has lost its natural subtle energy qualities due to the pollutants of modern technology. In other words, we would be giving the subtle energy living system of the town a strong, well-balanced immune system that will protect it from environmental threats. This must go hand in hand with efforts to reduce all types of man-made environmental pollutants.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah.
That is beautiful, and we can also affect our oceans, too, can't we?
Exactly, yes.
Well, thank you for being on the show with us. We have to say aloha, and you're welcome back anytime, Kerrigan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Cousin Rich, thank you so much, Kerrigan.
Yes,
Ahuiho.
Aloha.
Up next, One World Radio with my good friend, Richard.
When morning comes to Morgantown, the merchants roll their awnings down, the milk trucks make their morning rounds in morning Morgantown. We'll rise up early with the sun to ride the bus while everyone is yawning and the day is young in morning Morgantown.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are...